Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roanoke Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. Dr. Clarity is in the house.
How you doing, Marcy?
I'm doing great. We are warming up to winter basketball today with Kertrell Robinson and Lexi Richardson. Coach Robinson is the Restorative Practices and Student Engagement Facilitator at Badger Ridge Middle School, the Assistant Athletic Director, and the Head VAHS Boys Basketball Coach. Coach Richardson serves as the Head VAHS Girls Basketball Coach, and off the court, she is the Strategic Initiatives Coordinator and Health Equity Strategist for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to our audience out there listening to In the Loop with the Soup. Super excited to be here today to talk with our two amazing coaches here in the Roanoke Area School District. I have the dynamic Coach Richardson and the wonderful, fabulous, and top-tier coach, Mr. Kertrell Robinson. How are you both doing today?
We're doing good.
Good, thank you.
Doing good. All right, it's going to treat it like a ball game. How are you doing today now? You know, you wouldn't just say good if it was game time.
I'll say it's game day.
It's game day.
Yeah, right. That's exactly
what it is. It's ready to go. So our audience always wants to know, you know, we know we have amazing student athletes and amazing programs here, but today we're specifically talking about our basketball programs, and we know we can't have great programs without great leadership. So first, shout out to both of you for everything that you do for our student athletes, things that you do for our community, and knowing that you run world-class operations out there in service of our students. So we really want to give our heartfelt thanks for that. But we want to know a little bit more on the personal side about these two dynamic coaches. So we're going to open up with Coach Richardson and just kind of tell us your first year here as the head of Wildcat Girls Basketball, and just tell us a little bit about your journey. How did you come all the way through? We never stopped being an athlete, but transitioned from athlete to coach to where you are now.
Yeah, thanks. So I am actually a K through 12 grad from the Verona schools. So have grown up here, watched my dad coach for 20 plus years.
Who's your dad again? It's like we don't know.
Yeah. Dave Richardson, longtime head football coach at Verona. So went to school here, grew up here, went to UW-Madison. I actually played basketball there. I had started as a manager for the team. You know, they had some injuries, some low numbers, and so, you know, asked me if I wanted to try out. Of course, I jumped at that opportunity as quick as I could.
Absolutely.
And so tried out, made the team, and then in my final 2 years, became a scholarship athlete. So that was a really cool experience. I think a lot of sort of what I've learned from being a manager to sort of getting to that player and scholarship is what I bring to some of the coaching that I do. After that, went to grad school. I have my Master of Public Health degree. Also got that from UW-Madison. And then during that and a little bit after, was an assistant under Angie Murphy.
Yep.
While she was coaching here. And then just sort of stepped into that position when I got the chance, and when Angie announced her retirement this past summer. And so really just trying to lean into the program success that has happened and really just bring that along as best I can.
Absolutely. What I love about it, Coach Richardson, that you have a legendary football coach father, and then you're following in the footsteps of a legendary basketball coach and Coach Murphy, but you've been your true authentic self during this whole journey. And we really appreciate that we can follow legends, and much respect to everything that they have brought to thousands of kids over their careers. And you've come in and jumped right in, but you've put your own little flavor to it. So keep doing that great work.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. All right, Coach Robinson.
Yes, sir. So this is my third year working in Verona Area School Districts. But prior to this, I've been working in education about 14 years now, working at Sun Prairie School District in a similar role. Youth advocate was the title at the time. And then prior to that, I'm a La Follette grad. That's kind of where we Dr. Clarity had met years and years and years ago.
You just call me old on my own podcast.
I'm calling myself old too at the same time. but you were my coach back in those days, in the La Follette days. Had a great experience there as a multi-sport athlete. Football, basketball, and track was my three sports. Had a great opportunity to go and play college basketball at the D2 level at Winona State University. Had a great experience there, earned a degree, played on a really good team, walked away with an undergrad of professional studies, focusing on youth development and communications, and coaching as well. I've been working with kids ever since. You know, I love coaching. I love working with youth. They keep me young. They keep me in tune. And I started out working in Verona School District at Badger Ridge for 2 years, or this is my second year as a head coach. But at first it was just restorative practice and student engagement. And then the job opened up, and I've always wanted the opportunity to kind of be all in one, you know, from a coaching perspective, and here I am.
Absolutely. And we're excited to have you here.
Yeah.
All right, since we already called me old on the podcast, so we're going to put out there. Yeah, do have some history with Coach Robinson.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of being able to coach him in football, and what I loved about it was a work ethic, always a team player, always there for the teammates. Knew every play. If we put him in, and it was time for him to. Whether it was to be that great blocker, make the great catch, or do what he needed to do, he was always able to do that, and that carried over into the basketball court as well. And I see that in your athletes now. So when we think about our student athletes, which is why we're all here, what are your expectations for your student athletes, and what type of program are you still continuing to work to build, and what do you want to see for the future of your program?
Yeah, I mean, on the boys' side, we try to build a program where, the community and the students want to be a part of and support. And when it comes to expectations, we have quite a few. We have this thing we call academic reports that are due every week. Every athlete in our program, which is about 60 kids, are to go to their teachers and get assigned just on a weekly basis to get us in tune with what's going on in class, on a daily basis. So that's one expectation. Obviously, being in class, being engaged, staying out of trouble's way, and be that ultimate leader in the building. I really believe that. Our student athletes, and what we do in leadership experiences help the overall morale and culture of the school community. And so that's the reason why I coach, and that's kind of how we try to build our program.
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. And Coach Richardson, same question to you. As you think about the development of your student athletes and the development of the program, what are the things that you're trying to instill, and what do you expect to see from your student athletes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's pretty similar to the boys program, sort of taking that student athlete mentality, mm-hmm. that student part first, and really letting that sort of lead what's happening on the court. Mm-hmm. If you can be a leader in your classroom, in the community, all of those sorts of things, then you're bringing that leadership to the court. In terms of sort of what we're trying to build, I think especially for girls, especially high school girls, really building that confidence on the court, off the court. Being able to do that, as me being a woman, I think it's helpful often for them to sort of see me in a leadership position.
Absolutely.
And being that decision maker. And even if it's not a coach they want to be, whatever job they're going to have, school they're going to go to, working with their community, working with their families, whatever it is, just sort of leading with that confidence and integrity that's the expectation of the program.
Absolutely. And I just want to give a shout out as well. Both of you appropriately so talked about the scholarly piece of athletics and being that true student athlete. And I know you, Coach Richardson, the girls have put up some dynamic GPAs. Mm-hmm. And so you want to talk a little about that, about the academic performance. And then I know last year's team has some academic recognition as well. And I think those players have carried that over into this year too.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think it starts with some of our older players who they're setting that expectation for those younger ones.
Yeah.
And really holding each other accountable. If the kids are holding each other accountable, it's one less thing as a coach that you sort of have to get on people about, right? And
correct.
And it forces them to do it in a way that they're leading each other and sort of working on that. And that goes for anyone in our program, managers included. They're all held to that same expectation that our student athletes are, and really just trying to make sure we're taking care of things there so we can come take care of things on the court.
Absolutely. Well, both of you are running winning programs and doing a phenomenal job in that area, but you're they're both basketball, but you run two different programs in mm-hmm. terms of the type of offenses you run and also your defensive sets as well. I've been able to come sit as a spectator when I'm not being too nosy and get too close to the court, but I try to back up every once in a while and just be a spectator. So talk about your playing style for the boys, and I'm asking you the same question about the playing style for the girls team as well.
Yeah, my philosophy playing wise is motion, you know, offense, you know, and I always say we want to develop players and not just plays.
Correct.
You know, I feel like when kids leave our program, I want them to be successful, whether they're playing for me or someone else. So we do a lot of fundamental stuff, motion offense. Obviously, we have quick hitters to get certain individuals, you know, shots that they liked, you know, in their strong areas and their spots. But for the most part, it's all about sharing the basketball. And then defensively, we're all about pressure, man-to-man. I'm a big man-to-man person. That's just kind of my philosophy and my experience coming up as a student athlete myself in high school and in college. We always played man-to-man. Obviously, there's times to go zone here and there, and we'll flex that when it's needed, but you see us doing predominantly man-to-man. And then we also carry that philosophy of, like, not one person or player is bigger than the program.
Good.
You know, so when we make decisions on, you know, the team or, the program, it's all about what's best for the team and what's best for the program. As you alluded to, you know, coaching me back in the day, that's kind of who I was. Like, it was all about how can I help the team, you know, and how can I be a part of something bigger than myself. And so unlike the girls program, you know, the boys program over the last few years have had some ups and downs and different leaderships and things like that. So we're trying to just really establish that consistency, that stability. And I think we're doing a pretty good job with that right now. And, we're in the hunt every game. We're playing against good competition and continue to build that.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Coach Richardson, same question to you.
Yeah. So I think defensively is sort of where a lot of our offense comes from. Mm-hmm. That's sort of something that drives us, just, you know, being as aggressive as we can. I'm a big no middle person, right? Keep them out of the middle. Try to get them to go into our help side. So we do a lot of help side drills, all of that sort of stuff. And we're getting a lot of our points, you know, even against the better teams that we've played, running in transition. And so really focusing on that defensive end to lead to that offense. Offensively, we have a few things. You know, we'll go five out, four out, three out, sort of depending on the team. But what we've been pretty successful with this year has been pulling it out a little bit more and making teams really, you know, guard us one-on-one.
Yeah.
We have the skill for it, you know, with Taylor Stremlow and Reagan Briggs sort of leading that scoring piece for us.
Absolutely.
You know, it's some of it is trust them.
Yeah.
You know, that's something we talk about a lot. And when Taylor's coming up to me in games as our point guard, you know, she's sharing what she's seeing, I'm sharing what I'm seeing. And so a lot of that is just these girls have been playing together for so long that they're feeling, you know, what's going to happen on the court. And and some of that is me letting them go. But, you know, I think it's sort of a big thing we focus on is sort of building that basketball IQ too, right? That's bigger than that individual person, just like Coach Robinson was saying, of, you know, how can we build that basketball IQ to mm-hmm. to get it to the best shot, not just the good or half open shot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we're about 11 minutes in, and I can tell you're humble because you have not mentioned your ranking not one time. But so as of our recording right now, you want to just go ahead and throw that out here to our audience, like where's our girls basketball program ranked?
Yes, we are ranked number one in the state right now.
Okay.
You know, I think it's the beginning of the season. I think we were like preseason ranked number eight, and that was something that bugged the girls to start the season, and sort of was something that mm-hmm. was let's do what we need to do to get to that spot. And I think it's a good confidence builder, but I also, you know, have tried to use it as here's how good we can be. We still got ways to go. Let's make sure we're coming
Absolutely.
To practice every day, working and getting done what we need to get done.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more than that. I couldn't go a whole podcast without throwing that out there. And congratulations on two of our great student athletes just signing their letters of intent recently. You want to just touch on those really quick?
Yeah, so Reagan Briggs will be going to D2 St. Cloud State University in Minnesota. who she'll join Paige Lamb, who graduated from here last year. Excellent. So they'll be teammates again. That'll be fun. And then Taylor Stremlow going to the University of Iowa.
Absolutely. This is amazing. And shout out to those young ladies for great accomplishments. Mm-hmm. They're great athletes and they're great people. They're great students, great role models in our schools. And so if they listen, and I'm sure you'll have them listen to, maybe as a team, listen to the podcast, they really congratulations to those two and everything that we know they're doing now and what they're going to do in their future as well.
Absolutely. Thanks.
So Coach Robinson, bring this question to you. We know that in its truest form, that team sports, especially at the high school level, is the best way for true equity and inclusion to come to life in our programs, because you have people from all walks of life coming together with a common goal, of being a solid team. So can you talk to us about, you know, from that teamwork and that team chemistry, you know, how have you brought, you know, that equity lens and helped embrace our overall district work? As we are an equity focused district, so how do you bring that to your team sport?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's as simply as, you know, if you're talented and you're committed, you know, you can have opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's not whether or not, you know, you're connected to the Booster Club or whatever else. It's like if you show up every day and you do the work and you're upholding our expectations, and you're going to get an opportunity.
Good.
So I think that's one way we do it. Quick story. We had a student that moved from Mexico to Verona in October. And, you know, he wanted to play basketball. Showed up to some of our off-season trainings and made the team.
Great.
You know, this year. Yep. And then again, he's a Spanish-speaking student.
Yes.
You know, and so those are opportunities that we give students that show up and put in the work. He had a translator that was with him as well. Thankfully that we were able to provide that, because that obviously language was a barrier for us. But again, that just shows that, hey, you know, if you show up and you do the things that we ask and you put in the good work, you get an opportunity.
Excellent. That's a great example of equity and inclusion. I appreciate that. Yeah. Coach Richardson, thoughts on that, on the topic?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my sort of schooling background and now my day job is really equity focused. And I think sports just naturally have a way of, you know, including people, getting people involved, whatever that level may be. You know, one of our managers this year was someone who grew up playing basketball, but, you know, and loves basketball, but didn't really want to try out. It just didn't feel right for her. And so, you know, she's a manager for us now, right? And so just bringing people into the program in whatever way works for them, sort of what that, how they want to see themselves. And so just making sure people are involved and getting some of those opportunities. And I think, you know, the more we can build sort of relationships, I'm a big relationships person, and that really goes to, you know, what's going to make people successful, and that, you know, that oftentimes can be the difference between some of these wins and losses in games is, you know, how should I coach this kid versus how I should coach this other kid, and just really being able to have those relationships to be able to, you know, make people as successful as they can be.
Absolutely. So our basketball, just the season, is probably, in terms of practices and competitions and just length of the years, one of the longer seasons of the year. And so you want to keep things fresh and moving, and you got to have fun along the way. So, Coach, what do the girls do to make you laugh in the middle of practice, you know, and just to keep everything fresh and fun out there?
Some things they do to make me laugh, they would not be happy if I told you about. But, you know, I think with such a competitive group and really having competitive practices, it's, you know, if someone happens to brick it off the backboard or something like that, you know, it's no big deal. It's, you know, a quick laugh about it. But, you know, I think being at practice, the girls just have fun with it. Like, you know, and, you know, trying to add in drills that are sometimes just fun. We did one a couple days ago that was just a random, like, cone shooting drill, you know, that you would do at, like, a summer camp or something fun like that, to just sort of, you know, take the pressure off of some of what we're doing, especially sort of this time of the season. There's sort of that, you know, lull that everyone gets with the long season. And so trying to bring some of that fun back into it. And we've also done a lot of stuff sort of off the court to have some fun with it. You know, we did a yoga class with our team. We took the program bowling. So everything that's sort of team building, but still having fun with it and helping keep focus on
that's
basketball.
Amazing. Can you still beat them 1-on-1?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. If you don't listen to any other part, put that part out there. All right. Coach Robinson, how do you keep it fun?
Yeah, just being around the boys. I mean, yeah. In general, just like Coach said, just when you're around in practice, they just do things that just make you laugh. Like, really? Did you just say that? Did you just do that? Yeah. So those moments there. But like Coach said, too, you know, we do things off the court. You know, we've done some things in the pool that some kids aren't as inclined to get in the pool and do pool workouts. And so just having fun with that and just, you know, get your rubber ducky. Here we go. Get ready to get in the pool. Like, stuff like that. And we've done some team bonding exercises. You know, I think one day we just took the whole practice and we did, like, dodgeball. And, you know, we did the race to get the cone drill. Yeah. And, you know, we had a circle and we talked about, if you know, the world rocks if you know, we all like Jordans. And we kind of got a chance to kind of see who each other is and what's important to one another. And then I would also say the team meals.
Good.
That we have, you know, the pregame team meals where we go to either someone's house or we have it at the school. And it's just cool to just sit back and just watch the boys interact. And you just crack up at this day's generation, just the things that they say to each other.
Absolutely.
And whatnot. So, yeah, it's always fun. And practice is the best part.
You know, I'm going to mess with you with the same question.
What's that?
One-on-one?
Oh.
No.
You already know.
All right.
You already. One-on-one, not one of the players can hold me.
Oh, okay.
Period.
All right.
It sounds like something we might have to set up.
I'm with it, Coach. I'm with it. Let's go.
You know what? You know I'm going to show up out there now.
Let's go.
I'm going to let them know you said it.
We might have to do that. We might have to see if we can do the girl, boy, and then kind of a little competition.
All right.
Coaches versus players.
Right. Make sure I'm out there so I can be out there with the video.
Got it.
And I'll inform our insurance providers. That
right?
There might be some knee injuries out there.
Definitely going to need an ice bath afterwards.
That's sweet. Well, I could do this all day with both of you. So, again, I want to conclude by thanking you both again for giving us the gift of time. And thank you for the gift of your coaching and leadership. Yeah. And, you know, it's our basketball program, but it's community-wide. When you see our community out there supporting our teams in the stands, supporting you as coaches, it means the world to our organization. So keep doing your great work, we'll see you now on the next game day. All right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
Absolutely. I'll turn you back to Marcy.
All right. Thanks to both of you, coaches, for joining us today. We have some impressive resumes and happy student athletes out there. Listeners, you can head out to catch a basketball game sometime soon. The girls' team will be hitting the court on February 15th at 7 p.m., and the boys' team will be playing on February 20th at 7:15. VASD is part of the Big 8 Conference. You can find all the athletic schedules online by Googling Big 8 High School Conference. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.